Officially, it's a clarification, but a recent decision by the North Carolina Board of Elections allows state and local candidates to do something those seeking federal office can't: directly coordinate where, when, and on what outside groups spend their money on during an election. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports on the implications this decision has for the governor's race on down.
This ruling deals with some of the most influential groups in modern politics, the type of groups lawyer Michael Weissel represents.
501c3s and 501c4s, which are essentially issue advocacy groups or special interest groups that care about particular matters.
501c3s and c4s can raise unlimited amounts of money from both corporate and individual donors. And while they are officially independent groups not tied to a specific candidate or particular party, they care which candidates win. That's why you see the bulk of their television ads and mailers during election years. Campaigns for Congress and the White House are barred from directly working with or coordinating with outside groups, although there are loopholes aplenty in the law. And states each set their own rules on coordination. So on July 7th, Michael Weissel asked the North Carolina Board of Elections to rule on how closely these outside groups can work directly with candidates.
This was really an attempt to ensure that the playing field was level, that everybody had an idea of what was permitted and what was not.
The answer he got back generally boils down to this:
there is nothing in the statute that prohibits it.
That's Kim Strack, executive director of the State Board of Elections. Now, coordination is a broad term, so I asked Strack for some specifics on what 501c3s and c4s in North Carolina can do. Can these outside groups tell a candidate they are considering running an ad?
Right. That would be legal.
Can a candidate give an outside group their opposition research, all the dirt they have on their opponent?
Yes, they could.
Can an outside group and a campaign discuss how much each would spend on TV ads and coordinate who spends what and where in order to get the most bang for their political bucks?
Yes, that could happen.
All this can be hugely beneficial for candidates,
because that's money that they didn't have to raise necessarily, or money that they have to spend out of their own campaign coffers.
That's Stephen Spaulding, senior policy counsel for the watchdog group Common Cause. 501s, he argues, could easily become the unofficial media wing of a campaign.
The advisory opinion in North Carolina does set up a situation where these 501c4 organizations can really operate as phantom arms of political campaigns and accept money from any source and at any limit.
That's clearly not true. That's a misunderstanding of the opinion.
Again, Kim Strack of the North Carolina Board of Elections.
I would hope that North Carolina is not seen as a state that anything goes, because I definitely don't think that we are.
And while there is nothing outright banning coordination, there are requirements for these groups. The first?
Their major purpose is not to support or oppose candidates.
Issue groups need to stay focused on issues. The second, no expressed advocacy for one particular candidate, which means an ad can't say vote for or vote against a particular candidate or anything that's functionally the same. They're hard and fast rules in principle. Now, here's how they're used in practice.
Put your boots on, North Carolina.
This 2014 ad is from one of Michael Weissel's clients, North Carolina Families First. Focused on issue? Check. In this case, Duke Energy's coal ash spill.
But they're not paying to clean it up. We are.
Next, no expressed advocacy. Again, check. But North Carolina Families First spent $584,000 airing this ad, and they know you can say a lot without saying the word vote.
Chad Barefoot, the senator for Duke Energy, not us.
There is a third rule, what's known as the electioneering window. It's a period of time roughly 60 days prior to the primary and general elections. If an outside group airs an ad or mails a flyer that so much as mentions a candidate's name or shows their image,
the statute clearly says an electioneering communication that is coordinated with a candidate becomes a contribution to that candidate. And if that organization is not able to provide a contribution to that candidate, it would be an impermissible contribution.
And therefore would break the law. Stephen Spaulding of Common Cause does applaud these measures. But what about coordination during the other 245 days in an election year? or the fact we always seem to be in an election, even if a vote is more than a year away.
Certainly, as our campaign cycles seem to grow and grow, that becomes all the more valuable to candidates,
no matter where on the political spectrum they fall. Although outside groups are most associated with conservative causes, the Karl Roves and Koch brothers of the world, they shouldn't be. Michael Weissel, the lawyer who asked for this ruling, did so on behalf of his clients, the majority of which he describes with one word, progressive. For WFA News, I'm Tom Bullock.